Good evening. Tonight, for my short talk, is going to be a pretty simple lesson. It'll be on the subject of decisions. In Joel chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." Decisions that we make daily. Well, we decide what to wear, who to talk to, where to go, what to eat, what to do, etc. Many of these decisions that we make each day do not have lasting effects on our lives, but others, they can last for as long as we live. Let's look at the children of Israel. They made many bad decisions. In Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 10 through 11, it says, "They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes, that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of the hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil and cut you off of all Judah." Jeremiah chapter 44, same chapter, verse 16, "As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of your own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, and our princes in cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of vigils, and we were well and saw no evil." And good decisions. Good decisions have good outcomes. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the same wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." And in the same chapter, verse 17, it says, "As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill of all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." And good decisions may not be what we want, but they will help us in life. Let's look at the example of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, it says, "There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" In Genesis chapter 41, verses 40 through 41, it says, "Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word, all thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And bad decisions. They may seem good. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And they will drive us away from God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it says, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners." And it can ruin our lives. In Genesis chapter 13, verses 10 through 13, it says, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, and thou hast comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly." Let's look at some examples of good and people who made good and bad decisions. Let's look at Noah. He chose to follow God's command. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, it says, "Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him, so he did." In Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, "Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation." And Joshua. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28, it says, "But command Joshua, and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will." And in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord." And then Jonah. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, for he paid the fare and went down into it, and to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." We cannot hide from God. In Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 through 11, it says, Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. And then Judas. We know that he betrayed Jesus. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 13 through 15, it says, assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. In conclusion, we make decisions every day. Some are good, some are bad. And I'll leave you with this. What kind of decisions are you making in your lives? Thank you.